interesting question. The questioner asks, should Ann Arbor be a big, small town or a small, big town? That's all they ask, so interpret it as you will.
It's me. A big, small town or a small, big town. It's like being a big fish in a small pond or big fish in a big pond. We are, population-wise, we're not a very big town. I mean, we have probably 80,000, residents that, outside of the university. So we're not very big. And I think that's one of our charms, is that we have the university. We have all those benefits and cultural benefits from the university that gives us this feel of a big town. And yet we have the intimacy of our communities and walkable neighborhoods that make us feel small and welcoming. So I think that we have the potential to keep having both the best worlds.
I completely agree. I see, obviously, there's times of change. I'm not in real estate, but I observe real estate, and we get these boom and bust cycles. I mean, if you look at the past 5 years, you might think that we're on our way to becoming a large city or a medium-sized city, and I don't think that's will ever be the case. We're not the kind of city where people will tear down an 8-story building to build a 30-story building. I mean, the pattern is essentially set for the vast majority of the city. Of course, this is one. The Nixon properties are one example. There's some large acreage where there's going to be some development. You're going to see organic development probably along the corridors, which I think are all healthy. Cities that don't evolve in that fashion don't succeed. You have to cut services, and you can't keep pace with your revenues. So, I mean, the more organic, the better. I feel like. Again, you can't, because it's private property, you can't control the fluctuations. But I love the amenities that we have. I love the neighborhoods. Most of them are going to be exactly the same in 20 years. And I love the downtown.